Television critic David Bianculli says there's a sleeper among the season's TV series. He says Tattinger's is coming into its own, but it might be up against new obstacles.
Question. What sounds like George Gershwin looks like Woody Allen and is just about to disappear? The answer is the opening credits of Tattinger's, the new NBC series about a Good Samaritan type who runs a New York restaurant. The Gershwin-esque music is written by Jonathan Tunick, who's orchestrated several Stephen Sondheim scores. The black and white photos of New York look very much like the moody photography of Woody Allen's Manhattan, and together, the music and the images strongly suggest that Tattinger's will be really special. Unfortunately, the opening episode of Tattinger's, broadcast back in October, didn't deliver on that promise. Even though the show comes from the makers of St. Elsewhere, the viewers of the first two shows weren't impressed, and they went elsewhere. As a result, Tattinger's will go on hiatus after this week's episode. When it returns, it has 2 one-hour episodes left to show, and then NBC and the show's producers have agreed to retool it in a half-hour format. NBC is making that decision because it's looking at the ratings. I'm frustrated by that decision because I've been looking at the show, and it's gotten a lot better. Tattinger's has been hurt by the writer's strike, and didn't really find itself until the fourth or fifth episode. By then, a lot of folks had switched over to Wise Guy, the competition on CBS. And I understand why. On Wise Guy, drama is when a slimeball breaks the hero's leg with a baseball bat. On Tattinger's, drama is when the marble on the pastry table isn't chilled enough. Anyone who returns to Tattinger's for a second helping, so to speak, will be pleasantly surprised. The scripts are fleshing out the characters and relationships, and the stars, Stephen Collins, Blythe Danner, Jerry Stiller, and especially Mary Beth Hurt, are rising to the challenge. Like St. Elsewhere, Tattinger's thrives on surprises. Already this season, one of the most likable employees of the restaurant has been fired, and the hero of one story has been the heavy in another. In the last few weeks, the episodes have had a wide emotional range, going from slapstick to serious drama. One scene, in which heavy crates of liquor were slid from street level to the restaurant basement, looked like it was choreographed by Charlie Chaplin. Another scene, in which a woman begged her mother to finally talk about her years in a Nazi concentration camp, wasn't funny at all.
Tell me something that only you know. Tell me.
We fashioned our uniforms to look like the SS. Does that help you? We wore jack boots. We relied on our tormentors, no matter how barbaric. I served in bordels, in 9 camps. That was the easiest work they gave.
It's not true, Mama, that is not true. You're strong, you're brave.
Finally, there are the jokes, which have begun to crop up just as they did on St. Elsewhere. How can you not love a place that has a customer die in Mr. Wilkes' booth? Or one that has my line on the menu, just so Kitty Carlisle Hart can ask Arlene Francis, what's my line? In short, Tattinger's has evolved into a 4-star restaurant. Let's just hope that by turning it into a 30-minute show, NBC doesn't turn it into a fast food TV joint.